If you need a new roof or a repair, Easton Roofing will take care of you. Estimates are always free and suggestions are built on integrity. Visit EastonRoofing.com for more information. Get back to business faster with Easton Roofing. Easton Roofing. Integrity matters.
Pack your bags, start the car, and get on the road. It's time to go across the country 2 minutes at a time for the biggest stories of the day, where they're happening.
Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Indianapolis, Indiana.
Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Cleveland, Ohio.
Boston, Mass.
Miami, Florida.
It's the 2 minute drill on the program.
We're live today at the Kansas City Barbecue Store, 11922 South Strangline Road. Just gave away two more of the $20 gift cards. Congratulations, sir, as a couple more winners. We were giving away one an hour, and the guys here at the Kansas City Barbecue Store said, that's not good enough. Let's give away two an hour. So we're giving away two an hour, so you've still got four more $20 gift cards to win here at the Kansas City Barbecue Store. I can't stress enough. Come talk to the Traeger guys. They are phenomenal making the pig shots. Sausage, bacon, the different kind of like one's got a mac and cheese. It creates like a shot glass. It is fantastic. I think if you've got any heart, you'll throw the whole thing in your mouth, one bite. That's how you got to do it. It's the manly way to do it. And just look a little foolish while you're chewing a huge bite, right? That's how you got to do it. Come check out these Traeger grills. They're phenomenal. Got the app on your phone. You can be off watching the kids' games and checking your meat, checking your brisket, whatever you're smoking in there. Smoking, you know, triple chocolate brownies, even making desserts in there. It's fantastic. If you don't know how to smoke a brisket, they've got like 16, 18, 20, I can't remember what the number was, recipes for brisket right there on the app. So it'll do it all. It's all at the Kansas City Barbecue Store, Kansas City's one-stop shop for everything you need to grill, smoke meats like a pro. They're the best in the business. You can even get the Snake River Farms top-quality meats here. All of Kansas City's best sauces and rubs from all the different restaurants and stores here, plus a bunch from around the country. They have everything you need, the tools, the technology. Get the perfect cook right now. Digital and Bluetooth thermometers, knives, pellets, lump coal, wood, and, of course, all models of Traegers and accessories. They're here at the Kansas City Barbecue Store. 119th and Strangline, just across the parking lot from Joe's Kansas City Barbecue, the Olathe edition. So check it out. Of course, Joe's taking all their knowledge, know-how, their years of winning championships as a barbecue team before they even got into the restaurant business. They rolled it all in here to the Kansas City Barbecue Store. It's your one spot. Great place if you're looking for a gift. Anyone who likes to do some cooking is going to love a gift card to the Kansas City Barbecue Store. And remember, the gift card, same thing. Joe's Kansas City Barbecue. You can use it for food at Joe's, or you can come over here at the Kansas City Barbecue Store. Those gift cards are good at both the restaurants and the barbecue store. Let's get the drill started. We begin in Houston, Texas. Ross Villarreal, Sports Talk 790 is there. Ross, how are you, sir?
I'm doing pretty great. I'd be doing better if I had a pig shot, though.
75 degrees, not a cloud in the sky, and they're grilling food outside for you to sample for free. Ross, it doesn't get any better than that, does it?
Yeah, I'm just looking at flights right now. I'm going to try to get there down to ASAP.
Is Deshaun Watson going to be getting a flight out of town? This guy, there was hubbub that, like, yesterday this deal was going to come down. Where does it sit right now?
Yeah, that's the interesting thing. Quite frankly, around here, it had been all quiet on the Deshaun Watson front for quite some time. And honestly, around here in these parts, Mark Berman and John McClain are two of the guys that were ahead of this as far as talking about the Miami Dolphins being the team that is closest. But also, you know this, Oren, anytime anything is leaked, you have to think to yourself, who benefits from this information leaking? And both of those guys are longtime, very well-respected Houston guys who are very close to the McNair family and Texans ownership. So it makes sense if you try to connect the dots that those guys got that information from ownership, and it would benefit the Texans to say, hey, this deal is close to the Dolphins, so any other teams that could be mixed up in this, a possible Deshaun Watson trade, like the Denver Broncos or a team who has been floated, for example, or anybody else, if they put out the information that a deal is close from the Dolphins, it could stoke the fires for some other teams to up their final last offers. And so I think a deal is getting close, but I also think that information leaked on the Texans' side in order for them to try to stoke up the market a little bit more for Deshaun Watson, because maybe some talks have cooled with certain teams.
Yeah, that's interesting, and I like the way you broke that down. And so, but you do think one way or another, this is probably like last call, right? That's what it is. Okay, a lot of you have kicked the tires. Last call because we've got something on the table that we're willing to do. Is that an accurate way to describe it?
Yeah, I think that would put that. Like, maybe they like the Dolphins' offer. They don't love the Dolphins' offer. So if it leaks out, you know, magically leaks out that they're close with the Dolphins' deal, last call for Deshaun Watson. You can up your offers. If not, we're going to go with this Dolphins' deal.
Is the expectation that the Astros will close things out against the Red Sox tonight?
I think so. I'm not a big subscriber of using the term must win when it's not an elimination game, but it's about as close as you can get without it being an elimination game for the Houston Astros, because there are a lot of question marks as far as what's going to happen tomorrow, especially with the starting rotation for the Astros has just been such a huge question mark, especially with their ace Lance McCullers Jr. going down before this series. So I expect the Astros to win. I wouldn't be shocked if it went the other way, but the way the bats have woken up, the way that Framber Valdez came up huge in Game 5, I think Luis Garcia can turn it around and at least be better than he was when he pitched only a single inning earlier in the series, and you're coming home. Everything seems to spell victory for the Astros, but also in 2019 they were up 3-2 coming home with two chances to win the World Series against the Nationals, and they didn't get it done there. But I do think that the Astros are overall a better team than the Red Sox, so I expect them to win the series, and I expect them to get it done tonight.
All right, tell me about Texas A&M. They are 19-point favorites against South Carolina, but this year seems kind of like what it's been under Jimbo Fisher. Beat the teams you're supposed to beat, but not beat the big boys until they beat Alabama. And that kind of turned things around. What is the view right now? I guess I should take that back, because losing to Arkansas wasn't what was supposed to happen, I'm sure, from an A&M perspective there. What is the view after extending his contract just 3 years into a huge deal of what they're getting in returns now for a guy that's going to make, what, 10 years, $90 million?
Yeah, you may be asking the wrong person about this, because I'm a big Longhorn guy. But you know what? I'll try to be as unbiased as I can. So, I mean, I might get a couple to digs in. But this is, Jimbo Fisher has been good. They had a really good season last year, but it felt a little premature to give him such a huge deal. All that money, like you said, the $90 million to make him basically top three paid in the entire country, and everybody who's paid higher than him or around the same level for the most part has won a national championship in their spot. Now, he's won one, of course, with Florida State, and he's been a very good coach, and the recruiting classes have looked good year after year after year. So I think that the Aggies can be successful, but it's just so difficult there to win, but because of the nature of the SEC West and where they are. Like you mentioned, the loss to Arkansas, that was a disappointment, but I think that was easier to stomach for A&M fans. I think the Mississippi State loss at home was much harder to swallow, and really around these parts, you could have gotten a game to the A&M Alabama game for free. I mean, there were people around here just trying to get rid of their tickets because they were disinterested in that game, because they were like 17.5-point dogs or somewhere in that neighborhood in that game. They did pull out the victory. Credit to them. It was a huge game and a huge win, but it just seems like it's difficult for anybody not named Alabama to put together a championship season, and Jimbo Fisher hasn't done that yet, but they have all the resources. They have a fertile recruiting base. They have a fan base and boosters who are just rabidly starving for victories and for a championship. So everything is in the right place as long as it can get put in place on the field.
And we know you're a Longhorn, as you mentioned. What would Texas's reaction be to what Jimbo Fisher's got him? I mean, like, the expectations maybe are just simply higher. I get that. But, like, if he were the coach at Texas, they'd be looking at replacing him.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, the expectation level is just a little bit different. And honestly, I think maybe to a dangerous level at Texas. I mean, Tom Herman going 7-3, losing in quadruple overtime to Oklahoma. I think another one of their losses was very, very close to some high-ranked teams last year. So it wasn't a bad season, but then he just gets fired and replaced with Steve Sarkisian, which to me, quite frankly, was a lukewarm hire when it happened, and so far that's playing out on the field now. But, the expectation level is higher. But I think Texas A&M and their boosters and their fans want so badly to hang over the head of the Longhorns and get that national championship that they're willing to do whatever it takes. And if they think they got a guy who might get there and they think that Jimbo Fisher might be that guy, they're willing to keep him at all costs.
Yeah, that makes sense. Is there any reason to even talk about the Rockets right now?
I would would say yes, but maybe I'm selfishly because I am doing the Rockets pregame show in about 2 hours here in Houston. So maybe I would hope I get one listener on the show tonight. But it's a work in progress. Jalen Green didn't look great in his first game. He's looked a little bit hesitant. He and Kevin Porter Jr. are a work in progress. They're the two guys that are supposed to be leading the backcourt of the future, and they're both 19 years old. There's going to be some growing pains. You've got a lot of rookies on this team. You got a lot of young players, even Christian Wood, who's like a veteran guy. I mean, he's very young as well. And the veterans who are on this team, like a John Wall, is not even around the team. So there are going to be growing pains. There's going to be some talent. There's going to be some flashes, but obviously not getting off the right foot with that blowout loss to the Minnesota Timberwolves in their opener, but home opener tonight against the Thunder.
All right. Always great stuff from you. Ross Villarreal in Houston, Texas, does a great job. Ross, we appreciate it, buddy. Have yourself a great weekend.
All right. Thanks a lot. You do the same.
So does Munch Bishop, 1350 Fox Sports The Gambler at 1100 WTAM in Cleveland, Ohio. Munch, how are you, buddy?
Brother, I am superb. It's so good to hear your voice. And I enjoyed that last little tete-a-tete, as I like to say, because you want to know what's going on around the different cities. One codicil I have to get out there that I'm all yours is that why won't the Red Sox, I don't care, do it in Houston in front of their own fans. Freaking Correa and Altuve need to get drilled, okay? Baseball players, especially cheating baseball players, have butts for one reason, to get hit in them. And I can't believe the Red Sox haven't even come close to those two pucks.
Munch on baseball.
Looking at my watch. I'm looking at my watch, Serena. It's my time. Come on. Puck the dude.
Hey, I just got out of the way, man. Just let you go. Browns get a big win against the Denver Broncos, and they do it without their two top running backs and their starting quarterback. Look, I know the Broncos are not world beaters, but you can only beat who's in front of you. It's wins like this that get you into the playoffs. How fired up should Browns fans be over getting that win last night?
They should be fired up immensely. Number one, perfect opponent to play, as you said. Schrader always gets me. And I'm sure you hear it in Kansas City, too. Well, they've only beaten so-and-so. They're supposed to beat teams like that. Would you rather have them lose to bad teams? I'll say this, too. And again, I'm not anti-progress, Sorin, and I understand there's places for everything. But God bless Kevin Stefanski. I am one of those guys that say, you know what, you win the coin toss, you freaking take the football. Did General Pat never defer? He never deferred. You go and attack from the get-go. And you damn what analytics say. Analytics say defer to the second half. Stefanski did that last night. That drive, the first drive, was brilliant, featuring Dorenis Johnson, some short passes by Case Keenum, and bang, turns out to be the winning drive. Now, with that noted, Case Keenum at the starter, if it has to be for the rest of the year, which I don't feel it will be, the team's going to go 500 the rest of the year. They'll catch up with him quickly. But to lose a chump, Chubb, and you saw what Kareem Hunt did for you in Kansas City, and I'm talking on the football field, and to have Dearness Johnson step in like that, it's a thing of beauty. Couple of concerns, though. Number one, you got to get Jack Conklin back. Number two, Odell Beckham Jr., his hands are not Purell, Sorin. You saw it. It's not 99.9%, assured that he's going to catch balls. And the pass defense is still horrific, which just blows my mind. And there was no rush whatsoever on an immobile Teddy Bridgewater. But they got the W, and those are games you need to win.
It's funny you mentioned the Browns running game. Curtis has always told me he hates losing to Chubb as well. So I think that'll be, interesting to compare notes on that front. Tell me, when it comes to Odell Beckham Jr., is it time to just say, hey, he's just a guy now that, any idea of him getting back to being one of the best receivers in football is just out the window?
Well, he tells us that he is and will be again. I mean, we have seen the talent even last year. We saw what he can still do. But it's puzzling, Sorin, just the not Chris Brout running, dropping balls, this and that. Is he, and we've seen players before. They're tired of getting hit. They're tired of getting hurt. And it just takes a toll on them is that people say, well, just trade him. What did they get for him? A six-round draft choice right now? Isn't that criminal? For a guy who was the quote-unquote, but the past is the past, going to start throwing the ball to him less and less. I can almost guarantee you that because they were trying to get it in there to him. Now, Jarvis Landry, you saw him limp off last night. He says 10 days will be all he needs to get ready for the Steelers. I mean, Donovan Peoples-Jones, I'm not going to say anything about where he went to college, but he got hurt in warm-ups yesterday. You know what? If that's a horse, you take him out and he goes to the glue factory, okay? But you can't do that to a person. The bottom line is, going back to OBJ, it's an enigma. It's puzzling. If somebody knows the answer, I wish they would tell me.
The glue factory.
You got me on a roll today, brother. Keep going.
I do have you on a roll. Is there any fear that Baker Mayfield will be lost for the season?
You know what? Right now, some feel that just get it done. You know, when they say, well, it'll be 6 weeks. No. I've had the operation. Actually, I've had a labrum and a rotator cuff. I'm not a pro football player. But my golly, you know, it's months before he can even reach for a glass in the cupboard. Plus, he's got the crack in the bone there, too. All it'll do is this. Give him – they're even thinking of, well, Pittsburgh right now offensively challenged. Let's see what we can do to them, you know, with our defense, although Ben might light them up passing-wise. But all it'll do – and I spoke to quite a few doctors. They're saying, you know what, it'll just make the pain more tolerable because he'll be fine if you wait till a week after the 31st in Pittsburgh. However – the first hit he gets or the first time he falls on it. And so when we know what the unwritten rule is in the NFL. With a good, clean, hard hit, take the starting quarterback out of the lineup. The Baker's convinced he'll be back in play, and the only thing that would keep him out would be surgery.
You mentioned your Buckeyes. What about the very thick, tightly contested race there in the Big Ten Eastern Conference? Are the Buckeyes ultimately going to be the team that makes their way through Michigan State, Michigan, and Penn State and ends up playing for that conference championship game?
Brother, hold on a second. Did you mention the tight competition in the East and the Big Ten? I didn't realize there was, okay? You got phonies and delusional people out of Ann Arbor, okay? You've seen Penn State. Come on. You know, the quarterback goes down and bang, the backup with the transfer portal will do that to you, too. You have nothing to fear there, too. And Michigan State, though, with Mel Tucker showing you what a good coach who has some things going on for him and plucking some players from other schools, it's going to be tough. But, no, Buckeyes run the table. And with that, good chance you'll see them in the last four teams, Sandy.
All right, Munch, great stuff as always. Rare form today, buddy. We appreciate it. Have yourself a great weekend.
You too, my friend. I'm sorry I pull back sometimes when I'm on with you. It's just, you know, it's my nature, brother. It's my nature.
I appreciate it. Thank you much. Eitan Shander, 1480 Fox Sports, The Gambler, and Sports Map Radio in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania is next. Eitan, how are you, sir?
Always a pleasure, Taren, and never a dull moment here. I can promise you that.
I have no doubt. What's your reaction to, Cleveland, Ohio saying, what competition for the Big Ten East? Is Penn State legit or not?
Well, I think Penn State is legit so long as Stanford is healthy. If they don't have a starting quarterback that they can rely on, then what they've done with their defense and the run that they had, I know stopped short with Iowa, but still their ability to beat Michigan, their ability to beat Ohio State out the window. If Clifford isn't healthy, the line moved a little bit, about 4 or 4.5 points. And that's an indication that somebody made a sharp play on Clifford being healthy. I don't think he plays this week and he's back the following week. But look, you know, Penn State, their defense plays well enough where they can hang with anybody. It's just can Clifford move the ball? And I think if he's hurt, then the answer is no.
Yeah, no doubt. Is James Franklin, a short-timer there at Penn State, his name coming up with USC, now his name coming up with LSU as well. Is there fear that James Franklin's not going to be coaching that team come next year?
LSU I don't buy. I don't see him down in Baton Rouge. I just don't see him in that area. It's just that type of situation, kind of moving away from where he is now in the middle of nowhere in Happy Valley. USC is interesting because, you know, you need somebody to step in and recruit and to build, and that's what he does. I don't know. I'm split. Half of me thinks Franklin is doing everything possible to leverage his way out of here because he knows if he can't beat Ohio State, he's going to get fired at some point in the near future. And the other part of me thinks, hey, this is a great opportunity every time an opening comes up to say, now's the time, now's the time. I've been warning you. And all it does is just reinforce a longer contract. Personally, I would shade towards Franklin is looking to get out because he knows so much hangs on his ability to coach and beat Ohio State first and win the conference second. So, yeah, I would say 60% of me thinks Franklin is using this to get out for USC.
Okay. All right. Let's restart the shot clock. If you're looking at your bank account, trying to maximize your bank account, going to a new place and getting the 3 years to turn it around isn't a bad strategy if that's what James Franklin wants to do. And
nope.
I don't fault anybody for trying to make a buck.
No.
Ben Simmons and the Sixers, like, why is this continue? Are they just going to, you know, is this kind of like Deshaun Watson, like the Texans have shown the light? No matter how bad it is, just live with it till you get your price in a deal?
See, this is the problem, is that the Texans don't have a Joel Embiid. And to be fair, not many people in sports do, where it's the Venn diagram of a guy who can dominate at any specific point of the game, no matter what the game is played on, no matter what surface, but has the shortest window for any star, superstar out there because of just how much he's hurt, and we don't know the longevity of Embiid. So this is the unique situation that I think everybody is in, and everybody realizes, Soren, that they're in a unique situation. Ben Simmons is a unique player. He doesn't get the typical trade value that, you know, oh, he's a scorer, he's a passer, he's a rebounder, he's a shot blocker. Simmons does some things at an all-NBA level. He also does some things at a high school level. So it's maddening, and there's no real definition of what he can get back. Morey knows that. Simmons knows that Morey's in a spot right now, Daryl Morey's in a spot right now, where nothing about this really makes sense because Simmons is locked up to this long-term deal. But back to the circus, this has been negotiated in the CBA. So I'm not shocked. And you know, it's funny, man, we talked about this about, I don't know, maybe somewhere in the summer, back in June, it feels like. And the general consensus was Simmons is going to hold out and this is going to get ugly. Yet fast forward to where we are right now and people are like, oh, my God, you know, Simmons. No. This is just all performance. Simmons and the Sixers, and Simmons is also Clutch Sports, they realized, Soren, that the only way to get Ben out, and the Sixers realized that the only way to get Ben out, is to show on the surface that everything is okay. I can't imagine he's going to play anytime soon, but at the very least, they had to get him back in the building and on the same page. And you saw even that was a problem.
Well, your heart really has to go out to a guy who's happened to play a kid's game for $33 million this year, but not getting to do it in the situation that he wants. I mean, you really got to feel for
him. I'm telling you, one thing, if I could jump in real quick, my friend, one thing, all he needed to do, and I'm telling you, I represent a lot of people in the city who feel this way, which is, hey, man, do whatever the hell you want, whatever it is in the off season, be with whoever you want, just work on your free throws. That's it. If you become an 82 to 83% free throw shooter, you are now a top 10 player in the NBA because he can get to the line so much. And that was it. That's all we asked of him, Soren. All right? I know you're going to see all these people on TV, the Keyshawns and Emmanuel Achos and everybody else sticking up for Ben. We asked one thing, to work on your free throws. That's it.
Yeah, same thing I ask of my sixth grade girls basketball team. So I don't think you're asking for too much, to be honest with you, Eitan. Eagles are getting 3 at the Raiders. By the way, I think that seems kind of low, which makes me kind of like the Eagles in this game. But I'm more interested in, is Jalen Hurts the guy, or are the Eagles who were rumored to be interested in Deshaun Watson? We had Ross Villarreal on to start the drill, and he said he kind of viewed this as, we called it last call. Right, there's an offer from the Dolphins, but they're leaking it out there to get anyone else who wants to make an offer to get an offer in so that they get the most that they can. Would the Eagles be in on that sweepstakes if that indeed is what's going on?
So the Eagles are in on any big name out there, especially at the quarterback position, and that's just a rule of thumb. Jeffrey Lurie, the owner, and Howie Roseman, the GM who does Lurie's bidding, anybody at all that's available, that's a big name. So, yes, Deshaun Watson, they're interested. Yes, Aaron Rodgers, even as late as he is in his career. Yes, Russell Wilson, for example, they're interested in. Anybody they think they can pry away. They're going to have 3 first-round picks, most likely all 3, in the top 15, if not top 10, in this upcoming draft. That's a lot of currency. But here's the difference. One thing I do know about the Eagles is that if you tell them no, they don't keep trying. This is not a team that is going to be insistent on trying to land Deshaun Watson if they have the currency to get Deshaun, but Deshaun has come out and said publicly, so that should tell you what he said privately, I don't want to play in Philadelphia. That is the big reason why I think they've cooled off on Watson, and if anything, may be used as a piece of leverage by somebody involved in that situation with Miami. But normally speaking, absolutely. Anybody that's available, they're involved. Doesn't mean surrender. They won't try again, but they are not anywhere near aggressive anymore with Watson because Watson told them, I don't want to be there. So they're not going to give up a ton for a guy who is going to do everything he can to get out. We've done that already with Ben Simmons and Carson
exactly.
Wentz before that. So that's the big deterrent right there. Here's the thing. I wouldn't be shocked at all if you start seeing, and maybe it's the end of the year, and I get that, but if you start seeing the Eagles aggressively reaching out to Seattle and John Schneider out there saying, all right, we're going to give you some picks, and we're willing to give you as many picks as the CBA allows for that young man you have still out there who can play football.
Eitan Shander, great stuff as always, buddy. We really appreciate it. Have yourself a great weekend.
You too, my friend. You know, Titans won, are 4-1 straight up as a dog last five against the Chiefs. What, a money line play for the Titans this week?
No, no. Chiefs by double digits. Book it.
Love you. Thanks, man. Have a great weekend.
I feel good. Local talk plus national headlines from the people who are there. The 2-Minute Drill on the program with Seren Petro on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
He was covering the Chiefs the day Patrick Mahomes was born. He was covering the Chiefs the day Mahomes brought the Lombardi Trophy back to Kansas City.
Kansas City has won their first Super Bowl in 50 years. 50 years of lifetime.
He's Adam Teicher of ESPN on the program.
It's a program broadcasting live at the Kansas City Barbecue Store. The guys from Traeger are making samples out front. Stop on by and check it out. Going to be slicing up some brisket here in a little bit. You can get free samples and talk to the guys just about how great those Traeger grills are. This weekend only, get a free cover and a bag of signature pellets with the purchase of any Traeger grill. Also, buy any two bags of Traeger pellets. Get a signature bag for free. It's now until 6 o'clock. Come talk to the guys. They are magicians out there. But I'll tell you what, they were showing me how on the app, they're like, listen, we got the recipes right here to smoke a brisket. Like, here's all you got to do is follow this step by step. It's the best thing going right now in grilling, and you can get it at the Kansas City Barbecue Store, which is the best place to go. It's where all the competition barbecue teams go. It's where you get all your sauces, rubs, fuel. I've seen a lot of people gearing up for the weekend and walking out with a lot of different pellets and all the different like wood charcoals. They got everything, sauces and rubs from all over the city and even outside of Kansas City. You can come check it out right now. And, of course, an incredible selection of grills. Those Traeger grills are just waiting for you right now. Come check it out. I still got to go. Remind me, Rudy, I got to go check out the thermometers. I got to come away with a thermometer before I leave here today. They got the digital and Bluetooth thermometers, knives, pellets, lump coal, wood, and, of course, all models of the Traegers and the accessories. It's right here at the Kansas City Barbecue Store, the great, great creation of Joe's Kansas City Barbecue, right across the parking lot from Joe's here in Olathe. Let's talk to Adam Teicher. He joins us here in the program. Adam brought to you, of course, by our friends at Twin Peaks. In fact, they're just down the road, just a little bit of stone's throw away from the Twin Peaks right here in Olathe. No one does happy hour like Twin Peaks, whatever your preference. They have everything from tequila cocktails, an extensive bourbon category. Thank you. I'll try that. Top shelf spirits, cocktails served over ice balls, local craft beers, handcrafted whiskey cocktails. Round out a great, great drink menu. It's second to none. Don't forget about their 29-degree man-sized drafts. It's at Twin Peaks. Go to TwinPeaksRestaurants.com for more information. Adam, how are you, my friend?
Good, Seren. How are you doing today?
Doing pretty good and liking the idea of seeing some young linebackers. I don't like Anthony Hitchens being hurt because I think he's a stand-up guy. But I do think it's time to see what Nick Bolton and Willie Gay can do on the field. And I think they probably, young, explosive athletes, are your best chance against Derrick Henry. Do you think we're going to see Bolton and Gay a lot, or are we going to see a lot of Ben Neiman?
I think you're going to see a lot of Ben Neiman. I think they'll all play, and But I just feel like he's going to trust the veteran more, you know, the guy who's been here the longest. And, you know, Steve Spagnuolo, just that's the way he operates. So it would really surprise me to see them just go away from Ben Neiman here. So I think I'm thinking we're going to see a little more of Ben Neiman than maybe Chiefs fans would like on Sunday.
Do you remember the 2016 draft?
Yes, that was the draft before Pat Mahomes. That was the Chris Jones draft, right?
Yes, yes. How about this? I was looking this up. So Derrick Henry went 45th, right? And he is, I think, definitively the best running back in the game today with the numbers he's putting up again this year. He went 45th overall. How many teams do you suppose can say that maybe they didn't make a mistake in not taking Derrick Henry?
How many can say they didn't? What do you mean?
Yeah.
That teams
so
didn't have
I lined up. I lined up. Let's see here. Two. Oh, I was actually going to count it out. I lined it up, and so on Pro Football Reference, they have their AV, their approximate value that they use on a player, like what his, you know, what how much he's helped the team. They have a mathematical formula, and they create the numbers. How many guys do you think are on the list that are that in the entire draft? That were worth more than what Derrick Henry has given to the Titans so far?
Oh, there can't be a whole lot. A handful, maybe, if that.
Try eight guys, and two guys that gave as much, have given as much as he has. One of them is Chris Jones, who went 37th, so the Chiefs are off the hook on taking Chris Jones at 37. Eight picks in front of Derrick Henry. Carson Wentz has the same AV. And then the guys who have more, I'm going up from lowest to highest. Jack Conklin, tackle for the Titans. Jared Goff, and I would say that he's on the arrows pointing down, but what he's accomplished at this point. DeForest Buckner, defensive end, now with the Colts. Zeke Elliott, Jalen Ramsey, Tyreek Hill, and Michael Thomas are tied for second, and Dak Prescott is number one. You know, I was looking at that. I'm like, God, how many teams are kicking themselves for not taking Derrick Henry? The Chiefs are actually one of them that doesn't have to kick themselves for not taking Derrick Henry when you got a guy as good as him, eight picks in front of him, and a guy better than him in the fifth round.
Yeah. And I'm kind of surprised at a couple guys on that list. Carson Wentz, I know he had that big season as a rookie before he got hurt. But he hadn't done much since then. And then Jared Goff, I know he got his team into a Super Bowl. But, that one's kind of weird to me that those guys are considered equal or better value than Derrick Henry, because what he's doing is just it's just amazing to see. I mean, I can't wait to watch the game on Sunday. I mean, there's very few players in the NFL, Pat Mahomes being one of them, that I can't wait to see every week in the NFL when I go to a game. But this is one of them. I mean, it's just it's amazing to watch him play.
Teicher's with us here in the program as we're broadcasting live at the Kansas City Barbecue Store at 119th and Strangline, where they're giving away free samples. Sample the Traeger grills that are going out front. Adam, you mentioned Patrick Mahomes. Do you find it as comedically stupid as I do that your boys I actually forgot this was an ESPN show, so I'm sorry for running down one of your cohorts. But they had, listen, when you got to do as many, you know, talking head shows as you have to do on ESPN, they're not all going to be gems. But one of the questions was, who would you rather have, Derrick Henry or Patrick Mahomes? You've got to be kidding me, right?
That's an insane question. I mean, that's just crazy. I mean, no. I mean, yeah, that's I did see a little bit of that on Twitter today, and I'm like, where did this come from? Because that's just an insane question. I mean, there's that can't be a serious topic, right?
I give it to the producers and the hosts and everybody who had to put in. Like when you got to come up with, you know, hour after hour after hour of topics, they're not all going to be gems. We joke around about Curtis's end of the hour questions when one of them's not very good. He's like 15 a week. 15 a week. They're not all going to be gems, okay? And so I do get it, but I was like, come on. I mean, it's obviously the quarterback in this one. I think the Chiefs are going up and down the field throwing the football. The Titans aren't a great defense. I didn't think they were going to be a great defense coming into this year. They've taken on a lot of injuries over on the defensive side of the ball. I think Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs defense and the Chiefs offense are going to go up and down the hill. Now, listen, if they turn the football over, which has been a problem, as we know, for them, then that could change things. But I'd like to believe that that's just kind of a fluke, and that should hopefully be out of their system. And now they're going to march up and down the field on the Titans' 24th-ranked pass defense, 24th-ranked defense overall. And I think the number you're targeting for the Chiefs' offense is 40 this week.
Yeah, I agree with you completely. I think the Chiefs, again, with the asterisk that they don't turn the ball over a bunch, will run up a big number on Tennessee. I don't think there's any question about that. And you know, Sren, you were on today when Andy Reid was talking. I thought he said some interesting stuff about the Titans. He talked about how you know, Vrabel's teams score a lot in the fourth quarter, and they're really good. They lead the league in comebacks over the fourth quarter comebacks over the recent years. So that tells me that maybe the Chiefs are going to be stepping on the gas here. You know, that even if they get a what looks like a comfortable lead, they still may be going for it just because of the way Tennessee has been able to come back. And you remember the game the Chiefs lost to the Titans, the last game they lost in the 2019 season. The Chiefs were up what looked like a comfortable lead in the fourth quarter, and the Titans came back and ended up winning the game. So, yeah, I think the Chiefs are going for it offensively on Sunday. So, as long as they don't turn it over, I think they have a decent shot of getting to 40 for sure.
Interesting. So you think Andy Reid was basically justifying his like, I read it because I kind of read it like, you know, he was joking around too. Right? Like, I read him as being really confident because sometimes he's there, he's kind of surly, and maybe I'm completely misreading this, but we'll see. We'll see how they play. But he was joking around about Marion Motley, asking us what number Marion Motley wore. That's Marion Motley's the back that, you know, he was asked for a comparison to Derrick Henry, and he said Marion Motley. And, you know, he seemed quite happy and playful. That strikes me as a guy who feels, you know, pretty confident, at least confident on his side of the ball, that they're going to have a day. Do you take it the same way?
Yeah, I mean, it could be. I mean, it's hard to read. He definitely was a little more, you know, in the playful mood than he normally is on these Fridays. I mean, normally he can't get off those calls fast enough, you know, and you know what I'm talking about. But, yeah. You know, yeah, he was joking around a little bit today. So maybe that is what that means. Hard to read exactly, but I think the Chiefs have a reason to feel comfortable here or confident here, particularly offensively. It's the other side of the ball that I'm wondering about.
On the other side of the ball, Juan Thornhill was made available today. I don't think he was brought out because they're going to put him, take him out of the starting lineup. I think he's going to be in there for sure. What did you take from Juan Thornhill and his – you know, he was a pretty happy guy at the podium as well today.
Yeah, he was. And, you know, I don't see anything other than an injury getting him out of the lineup. You know, you got to believe that you know, the Chiefs liked what they saw from him the other day in Washington, and that's probably a permanent change. I can't see the Chiefs going back to Dan Sorensen. I mean, Sorensen will play some. You know, he has his role in certain, you know, down distance defenses that the Chiefs have. But on the every down basis now, I think that's Juan Thornhill's job.
Yeah. Then will the same thing occur if Nick Bolton has a big game?
Yeah, that's, you know, interesting to see. You'd think so. I mean, I think this is going to be a big game for Nick Bolton. You know, I mean, this is kind of the game that you brought him here for, right, if you're the Chiefs. You know, I feel like, you know, this is the game that he needs to play well and show well. So I'd like to see the Chiefs ride with Nick Bolton maybe a little more, see what he's got, you know. I feel like maybe his ability as a player, as a tackler, you know, I love the way he tackles people, gets after them. Maybe that's, you know, worth the trade-off of him, you know, maybe not knowing the defense quite as well maybe as Ben Neiman does. So I think that's an important quality that Chiefs are going to need against this team, and particularly Derrick Henry, and we know Nick Bolton can bring it.
All right, Adam, tell me, how's the game go? What are you feeling? Who wins it? What kind of score?
Yeah, I think I picked the Chiefs maybe 37-30, something like that. I feel like the Chiefs will get to a big number on Sunday, and now it's just a matter of whether the Titans can keep up. I think they'll land their blows too, but I think the Chiefs have just got too much for them offensively.
Yeah, I think so too. I like the Chiefs. I'm gonna go. I didn't do our prediction for our video this week, but I'm gonna go 40-24 Chiefs.
You got a big Chiefs win, huh?
I mean, what's the point? Which, you know, there's nothing worse than, you know, picking the game right in the, oh, I got them 28-24 right on the spread. That's not fun. Who do you like? I'm betting the Chiefs. I like them minus the points. And if, you know, if they're going to have a day, then let's have it get out of hand. 40-24 Chiefs. That's what I'm going with. So there it is. People can live with it.
He was pretty much taking a shot at me, Adam, because I picked 30-27.
That sucks. See, that's a terrible pick.
I like the under.
I've actually done that unknowingly, picked the exact spread in games. I'm not always aware of what the spread is, and I've sort of done that. And then you feel like an idiot when you've done it. You know, you're like, oh, what a fool.
You feel like Curtis, a fence sitter, an absolute fence sitter. Yeah, that's what it is. Adam, great stuff as always, buddy. We appreciate it. We'll be reading your great work at ESPN.com, and we'll talk to you next week. Listen for you next week on the station.
Good stuff, guys. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, Adam Teicher does a great job covering the Kansas City Chiefs. The folks at Traeger do a great job of smoking meats. They are here. They are giving you samples. You can take advantage of a great deal right now. This weekend only, get a free cover and a bag of signature pellets with the purchase of any Traeger grill. I'm quite intrigued. I'm quite interested. I may have to make the move on my Traeger grill. I love what they're doing out front. You can ask the guys, got all kinds of questions. They can show you the app that works with the grill. It's really phenomenal. It's the next level of grilling. You can get it right now at the Kansas City Barbecue Store, along with everything else you need to barbecue like a pro. Whether you're a beginner or a seasoned expert, it doesn't matter. The Kansas City Barbecue Store has everything you need. Come see them there at 119th and Strangline Road. You can find them online at thekansascitybbqstore.com.
The program with Soren Petro.
Welcome to Dumpville. Population, you.
Weekdays from 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
All right, the Joe's Kansas City Barbecue burnt end of the hour answer. Chris Taylor, one of two players to hit six postseason home runs at Dodger Stadium. Who was the other?
I don't know. I'm eating.
Reggie Jackson.
Curtis, that? You slide off.
They mentioned it on the telecast last night. I was like, wow, that's something. Not that even a National League player, a World Series guy, visiting World Series player, has as many home runs at Dodger Stadium as any Dodger ever.
We're playing for Joe's Kansas City Barbecue. We're at the Kansas City Barbecue Store. Joe's, great creation to let you grill like a pro. Smoke meats, you name it, they got it here. And I'll tell you what, I'm having some of the brisket that has come off. If you are on your way home, get over here and get some free samples. Talk to the guys from Traeger. We're giving you all the details, all the highlights. Oh, my God, and there's more samples coming. Cannot wait. It is at the Kansas City Barbecue Store. Get here right now, 119th and Strangline.
The burnt end of the hour question. Brought to you by Joe's Kansas City Barbecue in Olathe, Leawood, and the original in the gas station at 47th and Mission.
All right, 12 times the players hit three home runs in a postseason game. How many times did it happen for the losing team? Brought to you by Joe's Kansas City Barbecue.